was it like telling friends or other family members?
I remember quite early on we had a family wedding to go to, and for a family with somebody with an eating disorder, that's just like, oh, it's your worst nightmare, because people just don't understand. There's a lot of, if they don't understand, we'll just get them to eat it, and it's never that easy. It's not that simple for the person. And also, I think for the person who's suffering, certainly with my own child, they don't want everybody to know. I think part of it is they're worried about the stigma, but they're also worried that they're going to come and then start questioning them about it, and it's not the subject they're perhaps ready to open up and talk to just anybody or a distant relative about. So it was a quiet conversation, and it's, please don't mention food, but this is the problem. You know, we are receiving treatment, she's getting better, but just please don't go down that route with her, you know, and we'll just get through the day. So, and thankfully we did, with not too many people picking up on anything. But
what we did with grandparents, because I think they were probably the hardest people to try and describe what was going on to, was we used the sort of the it's like a bush tucker trial in I'm a Celebrity. So every meal to my daughter was like eating horrible things in the jungle, and that tried in order to try and convey the anxiety and the fear, because, you know, if it's, how can you be frightened of meat and two veg? But actually, if you say, well, for them it looks like it's worms and rat's eyes and whatever, some people can start to get that sort of understanding. But it is still very, very difficult to try and explain something that's so fundamental to all of us that we don't even think about as to why someone would not want to eat. But again, it's not about food, it's about feelings. And again, that again is something really quite hard to convey to people who aren't experiencing it and who aren't witnessing what's going on.